Strange Adventure.
John Flanty was happy as he walked down the main street of Martinville. Soon he would be aboard an eastbound train heading back home. As he passed the Golden Empire Bar, the swinging doors parted, and Stan Hafford, the owner, stepped out.
Well, well, John. It looks like you're really going someplace.
I'm catching the 3 o'clock train.
Going to see your folks at last, eh? Well, that calls for a drink. Come on in.
Thanks, Stan. But look, don't try to get me into a poker game. Every year when I plan to go home, you get me to gamble and I lose all my money.
John and Stan were at a table having the farewell glass of cheer when a cowboy entered.
Hello, fellas. How about some poker? I feel kind of lucky.
Stan reached for cards and a box of chips.
How about a few sociable hands, John? It's 2 hours till train time.
John Flanty succumbed to temptation. Stan played his cards well, letting John win the first two putts before he pulled his sleight of hand. Stan was dealing the third hand when a bald, bespectacled man entered the bar.
Pardon me for interrupting your game. I'm Arnold Fergus of the Apex Mining Company. I should like a word with Mr. John Flanty.
John Flanty rose and extended his hand.
Mr. Flanty, my employer instructed me to deliver to you this check for $2,000 for renewal of the lease on the Black Maverick Mine.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Fergus, but my conscience would hurt me if I renewed the lease. You see, the mine is worthless now.
Well, all right. I'll take my report back to the office.
Hardly had Fergus left than Stan Hafford approached John.
Say, I've been thinking of opening a bar out there in Coyote Canyon. I could use all those shacks you got there. I'll give you $2,000 for the place.
Well, but Mr. Fergus offered that much just for a lease.
$3,000.
No, I think I'll talk to Mr. Fergus again. There might be some more gold on that claim.
$4,000 cash if you'll make out the deed now.
Oh, very well, Stan. I could have a nice homecoming on $4,000.
As Stan went to the big safe behind the bar, John overheard the gambler speak softly to the bartender.
Hey, I sure move fast on that deal. Anytime a company like the Apex wants a mine.
The men went then to the attorney's office, and the mine and $4,000 changed hands. John was about to climb aboard the train when Arnold Fergus hove into sight, running toward the train.
Mr. Flanty, about that check.
John Flanty stopped as the mine representative rushed up.
Oh, yes, Mr. Fergus. Thanks for using that fake check for bait. Gosh, Stan Hafford's been taking me for so many times. It's good to have the last laugh on him.
Well, John, you don't know how lucky you really were selling that mine to Stan. Look here, I've got another check for you. It's a real check. The Apex Company went over your mine with a fine-tooth comb. And here's your total payment for all the ore they were able to find.
Quickly, John took the check and looked at it. Then his mouth fell open in astonishment. All the ore in his mine had amounted to exactly 66 cents. This is Pat McGeehan in Hollywood, California, saying goodbye for my writer, Charles Crowder, and inviting you to listen to Forbidden Assignment, our next tale of
Strange Adventure.